The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 12, text number 2, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 31st, 2013, in Solferino, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Mayi Aveshya Mana Ye Mam Nitya Yukta Upasate Shradhaya Padaya Upeta Te Me Yukta Tama Mata Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Veshya Mano Yemang Nitya Yukta Upasate Shraddhaya Parayo Petas He me yukta tamamata Maya veshya mano yemang Nitya yukta upasate Shraddhaya parayo petas He me yukta tamamata Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Mayi, unto me, Avesha, fixing, Mana, the mind, Yea, those who, Mam, me, Nitya, always, Yukta, engaged, Upasate, worship, Shraddhaya, with faith, Padaya, transcendental, Upeta, endowed, they may by me yuktatama, most perfect in yoga, mata are considered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, those who fix their minds on my personal form and are always engaged in worshiping me with great and transcendental faith are considered by me to be most perfect. Purport. In answer to Arjuna's question, Krishna clearly says that he who concentrates upon his personal form and who worships him with faith and devotion is to be considered the most perfect in yoga. For one in such Krishna consciousness, there are no material activities because everything he does is for Krishna. A pure devotee is constantly engaged. Sometimes he chants, sometimes he hears or reads books about Krishna, or sometimes he cooks prasadam, or goes to the marketplace to purchase something for Krishna, or sometimes he washes the temple or the dishes. Whatever he does, he does not let a single moment pass without devoting his activities to Krishna. Such action is in full samadhi. So, Prabhupada explains here, such action in Krishna consciousness is in full samadhi. The yogis endeavor with great determination through the Ashtanga yoga system, through very rigorous and vigorous exercises of the body, of the breathing. They attempt to achieve the perfectional stage of yoga, which is known as samadhi. However, the samadhi of the Ashtanga yogi and the samadhi of the bhakta, they are different. The samadhi of the Ashtanga yogi is not perfect, whereas the samadhi of the Vaishnava is perfect. Why do I say that? The Ashtanga yogi, he can fall from that samadhi. But the devotee, he does not fall from that samadhi. Samadhi means fixed absorption. So one who engages all of his senses in the service of Krishna, sarvapadi vanir muktam tatparit vena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchate. Rishikesha rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchate. Rupa Goswami explains that one who is free from all material designations, one who is free from all material contamination, and one who is restored to original pure identity by engaging his senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesha, he is in the state of samadhi, or devotional service. So it's not difficult to achieve the samadhi stage. One simply has to absorb himself in Krishna consciousness. Cook for Krishna, wash the dishes for Krishna, work and earn money for Krishna, spend money for Krishna, dance for Krishna, sing for Krishna, read books about Krishna, write books about Krishna, about Krishna consciousness. Simply everything Krishna, 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 Krishna. In this way, one will become very, very happy. He will become free from all the distresses of material existence. Does that mean he will not get sick? Does that mean he will not get old? Does that mean he will not die? Yes, it does mean that. Only his body will experience those things. Because he is completely free from bodily consciousness, he will not feel that he is getting sick, he is getting old, and he is dying. So we have to wake up. We have to get out of bodily consciousness. We have to come to the transcendental platform, in which we become free from birth, death, old age, and disease. All we have to do is awaken our Krishna consciousness. It is not difficult. Simply you have to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One time? No, again and again and again and again. Someone may say, but doesn't that get boring after a while, chanting the same thing? Do you every day chant this mantra for so many hours, for so many years? Aren't you completely bored? What does it mean to chant Hare Krishna? Chanting Hare Krishna means to personally associate with Krishna. Do you think Krishna's association is boring? What do you think? Is it boring? Yes or no?
No?
Why is Krishna's association not boring? Can anyone say why his association is not boring? Because he is Navayovanam. He is an ever-fresh youth. Because he has unlimited, inconceivable attributes. You can never fully know Krishna. No matter how well you know Krishna, there is still something further and newer to learn about Krishna. Premanjana charita bhakti valochane na, you see. You simply have to learn how to see Krishna. By anointing your eyes with the salve of love. And the Christians very proudly tell us that we're going to hell. But their Bible says, blessed are the pure, for they shall see God. So you can ask them, have you seen God? And they say, no, well, I haven't. That means you're not pure. Because you're eating meat. Because we are pure, we can see God. We see Him every day at the temple. You see, so this process works. The Krishna consciousness process is very practical. We can directly see God every day. Prabhupada says, if you really become a devotee, you can directly see Krishna at every minute. You can talk with Krishna. You can eat with Krishna. You can dance with Krishna. Everything you can do with Krishna. Simply, we have to become devotees, that's all. So why are we not seeing Krishna now? Except in the deity form. Because we're not really devotees yet. We're trying to become devotees. But actually, we are not yet the real devotees. Why can I say that? We have tilak, we have dhotis and saris, kanti mala. Many of us are initiated. How I can say we're not really devotees? Because we are still devoted to our material senses. That is the difficulty. We are so dedicated to these material senses . That's a foolish thing, isn't it? I'm a prisoner in the prison, and I'm very devoted to my prison self. Instead of thinking how I can get out of the prison, I'm thinking how can I make my prison cell more nice? So we have to come out of this illusion. We have to come to the point of Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. That's where the nectar is. As long as we're attached to material sense gratification, we are still drinking poison. If I gave you a nice big cup of poison, I'd say, here, drink this poison. Would you like to do that? Would you like to drink a cup of poison? You see. But yet we are doing that. We're drinking poison knowingly. Just like Narottam Das Thakur confirms in his very nice bhajan, Hari Hari Bipale. Although I have come to this human form, my Lord, although I've come to this human form, my Lord, I did not care for you in Radharani, and therefore I am knowingly drinking poison. Day and night I'm burning in this dark world without working in any way to make the correction of my polluted consciousness. But I have one hope. Lord Krishna comes as Sachi's son. Balaram comes as Nitai. By chanting, the wretched have all been saved, including Jagai and Madai. So there's hope for me. That Madai, he was so offensive. He took an earthen liquor pot and he smashed Lord Nityananda in the head. That blood was oozing from the forehead of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya immediately came to the spot to kill those rascals, Jagai and Madai. But Lord Nityananda implored him, "My dear Lord, if you kill these stupid fellows, you'll have to kill everyone, because everyone is a rascal in these days, just like Jagai and Madai." So, my dear Lord, your mission, you are known as Patita Pavana. You are the savior of the most fallen. Therefore, my Lord, how can you kill them? Because if you kill them, everybody will have to be killed. Therefore, my Lord, you kindly save them. And Lord Chaitanya agreed. If they will give up their sinful life, And they will chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then I will deliver them. So there's hope for us, Jagai Madai characters. If we will give up illicit sex, like the monkeys, if we give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, and we chant this Hare Krishna mantra, then Lord Chaitanya will accept us. And we will go back to home, back to Godhead. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Okay, first question. What happens to those who commit suicide? They become ghosts because they were so much against their own material body. In their next life, they will not have a gross material body. Since they kill their gross material body, their karma is to live without a gross body in their next lifetime. Translation? What if someone commits suicide? How they can become liberated? That's very difficult. The only way to become liberated is to engage in devotional service. But ghosts are not inclined to engage in devotional service. So it's a very difficult position. If they finally burn off their karma for having committed suicide, become a human again, then they can become a devotee. Next question. Now listen carefully, because I have three questions here. I'm just going to answer one of them. See if you can remember him. It is said that God is our Father. Then why does He punish His children who love Him, while those who have forgotten Him enjoy? Everybody is suffering the reactions for their previous activities. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Yastvindra Gopamata Vendra Mahosva Karma Bandhana Rupa Bhaja Bhaja Namotanoti Karmandi Nirdahati Kinchu Bhaja Bhakti Bhajam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Everybody is getting the reactions for their previous activities. So God is not punishing. If a pious person is suffering, it is due to his own previous sins. That's all. And if a sinful person is enjoying, it is because of his previous pious activities. The laws of karma are 100% fair. The next question is, why reincarnation? Why is it that we not get punished for our sins in this birth itself? Yeah, it's true, reincarnation does not, it's not that you have to get reincarnated to be punished. You could be fully punished in this lifetime. That's true, you could be. Reincarnation is there to fulfill your own desire to enjoy in a particular way. Just like as I was coming from the airport today, I saw an advertisement for skydiving. People enjoy skydiving here in Mauritius. So if someone is inclined towards skydiving, they become a bird in the next life. So reincarnation is there to fulfill the desire you have to join in a particular way. Okay, the third question is, God is said to be kind. When we pray and chant His holy name, does He forgive the sins we committed in our previous birth? Well, many people pray to God for their material desires being fulfilled. That doesn't relieve you from any karma. If you want to know how to get freed from karma, study Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66. Sarvadharman paritjaja mamekang shiranang vraja ahang tvang parvabhapebhyo moksha yashami mahashuchaha. For those who fully surrender themselves unto me, sarvapapebhyo moksha yashami, I deliver them from all of their karma. So if you want to be relieved from all of your karma, simply chanting and praying is not enough. You have to fully surrender yourself to Krishna. And then you will become delivered. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. Okay, that one's done. All right. If the free will that Krishna allocates to an individual is only minute, does that mean we are condemned to live a major part of our lives based on our karma? No. You're not condemned to live based on karma. You can surrender immediately to Krishna and get out of karma chakra. You can become a liberated soul simply by your desire to be surrendered to Krishna. The government of Mauritius wants to introduce sex education in schools. How we can introduce Krishna consciousness in our schools? You have to have the devotee, you have to have Krishna conscious prime minister and Krishna conscious members of parliament, and then you can introduce Krishna consciousness in the schools. Many people are losing their lives because of calamities. Why is this happening to us? We are suffering the reactions for our past sinful activities, that's all. My friend recently died in the bus accident. He was still very young. Why did Krishna take his life? Is it because of karma? Yes. It is becoming more and more difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. because life is more difficult. How can we struggle in this Kali Yuga? Actually, the more you practice Krishna consciousness, the easier it gets. Even though it's a fact, material life is becoming more and more difficult. I remember when I was a kid, none of the ladies worked. All the ladies stayed home and all the men went to work. Now I've seen, to maintain the family, the wife goes to work, the kids go to work also, you see. In many cases, the whole family goes to work to maintain the family, you see. Previously, one person could work and maintain a big family of 7 people. So material life is becoming more difficult, that's a thing. But if you take to the path of Krishna Bhakti, everything will get easier and easier and easier for you. Okay, next question here. Is it a sin if someone does not want to have children? No, it's not a sin. We encourage Krishna conscious householders. When we say that the soul is eternal, he never takes birth, does that mean that no new souls are created by Krishna? Yes, there are no new souls created, no new souls created by Krishna. All the souls are already here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How do you like existing? Do you like it? You're one of the eternally existing souls within God's vast creation. Now make a good use of it. Question. In chapter 9, Krishna affirms in the Bhagavad Gita, I do not abide in them, but they abide in me. So Krishna God does not really dwell in us, even in the men of vile conduct? Krishna is indirectly present in the heart of all living entities in his expanded form of the Supersoul. His original form of Shyamasundara is not there. Unless you become his devotee. And if you become his devotee, then the original Shyamasundara will be fully manifested in your heart. If a person does yoga as a matter of fact, he or she stops this, does this have a negative effect? Yoga is not required in this age. Simply bhakti is required. You can stop it, it's all right. Where does the soul come from? The soul comes from Krishna. When the soul was first born, when he said, The soul never died. Actually, the soul was never born. He's Aja, unborn. The soul is eternally emanating from Krishna, just like the sun is always emanating sun rays. We are the rays of Krishna eternally emanating from His transcendental body. Why should human beings suffer the reactions of their sinful activities in a future life when they do not remember anything of the sinful act committed? This appears unfair, isn't it? If you get drunk and you murder somebody when you're drunk, and you don't remember having done it, will it be unfair when you're condemned to be hanged for murdering? Some yogis practice samadhi to gain mystic powers, thereby cheating common people with some ashes and some other material things. What happens to these yogis when they pass away, and what happens to their followers? This question is answered in the Sri Upanishad. Such bogey yogis go to the darkest region of the universe, and their followers go with them. What happens to people who do bad things and hurt people? They are hurt in the future. They suffer the reaction. If you cause hurt to someone, then you become hurt in the future. That is your karma. What is the role of God in this situation? He's always trying to convince us to surrender, to come out of karma. That is his role. How does Krishna differ from Mahavishnu? Mahavishnu doesn't know how to play the flute. Lord Sri Ram and Vishnu have weapons with them, but they are not Lord Krishna. Why not Lord Krishna? Why do you think Krishna doesn't have weapons? Don't you know the Leela? When he met the King Kamsa's Varshaman in the streets of Mathura? You know that? You don't know that pastime? Krishna had just come from Braj with all of his cowherd boyfriends. They're a bunch of village boys coming to the big city for the first time. Just like if some Mauritian goes to New York City and he's walking down Fifth Avenue. And he's amazed. Oh, look at all these big buildings here. So Krishna has come with his village boyfriends. They're walking through the streets of the big city now, Mathura. In their simple village clothes. And along comes King Kamsa's Varshaman with all these fancy royal outfits. So Krishna is thinking, oh, this would be very nice for me, and this is very nice clothes for me and my cowherd boyfriends. So Krishna very boldly told the Varshaman, you give us those clothes. The Varshaman said, what? These are the clothes of the king, you rascal. How you can say such a thing? No, you give me those gloves. No, I will not give. Then Krishna, something with his hand, he chopped off the head of the Varshaman. Why Krishna needs a weapon? Simply by his hand he can cut off the head. What has caused the Vedic culture to disappear? That's us. We caused it to disappear by forgetting Krishna. Are the so-called religions man-made? Yes, these religions are concocted by men. Because actually it is simply ekadharma, one religion. To fully surrender oneself to the Supreme Lord. As soon as we speak of other religions, that is a man-made concoction. Because religion is only one, to love God. How to surrender to Krishna? It's very simple. Read Prabhupada's books. Join Prabhupada's movement. And do what Prabhupada says in his books. Chant at least 16 rounds of Japa Mala. Avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. And become initiated into the Prabhupada Sampradaya through one of his disciples. Very simple thing. Sometimes I feel very different from a normal human being and even feel strange things happen to me. What is that feeling? What is a normal human being? A normal human being is a pure devotee of Krishna. Anybody who is not a pure devotee of Krishna, they are not a normal human being. As we were preparing the other day, Vishnupriya Mataji and myself, as we were preparing to get on the airplane in Austin, Texas, for our first, we just flew from Austin to Dallas, Dallas to London, London to Mauritius. And on that first flight, as the people were coming off the plane, I was observing their facial characteristics. They did not look like human beings to me. I told my wife, these are not humans, they are humanoids. And she agreed with me. So actually, they are not normal human beings, they are humanoids. Anyone who is not a pure devotee of Krishna, they are not a normal human being. They are mentally deranged. So I'm sorry to hear that you don't feel like you're a normal human being. If you want to become a normal human being, you should give up associating with the abnormal human beings and associate with the normal human beings. If you become a normal human being, you won't feel that strange things are happening to you anymore. When you become a normal human being, a pure devotee, you will feel all the most wonderful things are happening to me at every minute. So that is the last question. So if there's no more questions, we can stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. Now you all become normal human beings. That is our request. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Grace Shankar Sannyasa Bali Maharaj ki jai.